CBS Eye on the World with Gene Marks of the UK and US edition of the Guardian newspaper, and most importantly, a columnist for small business for the Philadelphia Inquirer that is all Phillies all the time now. However, we turn to contradictions, quandaries. The U.S. small business sentiment is sliding in September. At the same time, confidence is high. These are two different directions that polling is taking us in. Gene, this resembles a lot like the Federal Reserve problem. It's this, it's that, on this hand, on that hand, giving and taking away. Small business, however, I pay a lot of attention to because they're at least two quarters, three quarters, maybe even four quarters ahead. How do you read these contradictions, Gene?
It's really hard. I mean, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing as you, John. I mean, I cover small business, so it's important for me to understand what their sentiment is. You know, it's 30 million small business owners that, you know, employ half the people in this country and generate half the GDP. It's important to know whether they're confident or not, you know? So, like, just within this past week, we had the National Federation of Independent Businesses release their monthly Small Business Optimism Index, and their index said that small business sentiment is, you know, continued to slide in September. So it's going down. People are feeling less confident about the future. And again, this index has been done for 30 years, so, and, you know, it's somewhat reliable. But yet, in the same week, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce publishes their small business. And again, based on their members, I mean, it's U.S. Chambers, tens of thousands of members across the country. They say that small business confidence is now at a post-pandemic high. It is like the highest among small business owners, since COVID. So you're like, I don't get it. You know, you've got one big organization of businesses that says, you know, consumers, you know, small business sentiment is down. And then you've got other that says consumer, you know, small business sentiment is at a post-pandemic high. Who do you believe? How do you make a judgment off of something like that? John, who do I believe? I don't have the answer. Do you?
No, because the Federal Reserve doesn't have the answer. It's not our pay grade, Gene. We just react. We don't get ahead. Let's move to what is happening we can count on. Self-checkout. I confess, at Home Depot, I'm intimidated by the self-checkout. So I always sort of circle around and act completely incompetent. And then some generous person comes over with an apron on and helps me check out. Are you a self-checker-outer?
I am a self-checker-outer, but I suffer the same frustrations that I think a lot of customers suffer, that I would say 30% of my time when I'm self-checking out, there's a problem. You know, like, you know, I didn't put something on the right side of the checkout, or I can't find the item, the barcode. I have to go searching for it and I can't find it. Or I'm checking out with a bottle of wine. I didn't realize that it's got to get approved. And it involves human interaction, you know, and it sort of takes away from the whole self-checkout thing. And it's frustrating for me as a consumer. And apparently I'm not the only one. Because now, you know, a lot of larger stores, Walmart, Costco, Kroger, Target, they're reevaluating their self-checkout lanes, because it's not just getting frustrations from some customers, you know, checking out. It's not as seamless as you would think. But, you know, with this huge, huge rise in shoplifting and crime that's going around in a lot of the country, you know, people are just blowing off the self-checkout machines and just walking right out. Because remember, the whole point of the self-checkout was to have less employees. But when you have less employees that are engaged, you know, it creates more of an ability to steal products, you know, without employees keeping an eye out, or, you know, hopefully proactively stopping that kind of stuff from happening. So all of those factors, you know, are combining to make these larger retailers really reconsider self-checkout. And, you know, again, I cover small business, and I just want to, you know, bring that to the attention of you. If you run a small business, you know, and you've got self-checkout in your store, just know that it's, you know, the tide is turning for that. Or if you're considering getting self-checkout for your store, you should definitely take a look at what some of the big retailers are dealing with and why they're having concerns, because it might impact your decision to invest in self-checkout lines.
I've been reading about the troubles. I think they call it shrinkage, right, Gene? As in, we lose product on the shelves, and they've been closing stores because of it, and maybe in certain cities and not in others. But it hadn't occurred to me that self-checkout is the problem, not the answer.
It does not help at all. And I forget where I was just reading, and I wish, I feel bad because it's a larger retailer that was the CEO. I was listening actually to the conversation, and he was explaining why they don't have the shoplifting issues that others have. And I apologize because it was a good conversation, but he was saying a big reason why is because they don't have self-checkout, and they have more staff in their stores. And I'm not saying their staff are sitting there tackling customers or being policemen, but at the same time, they are a deterrence from people shoplifting. So the more staff that you have, the better that is to protect against shrinkage. And the more self-checkout lines people seem to have, they cut down on staff, and it's reverberating. So I thought that was an interesting observation, and we're seeing what's self-checkout, John, has been sort of an experiment, right, over the past few years. And the data is coming in, and we're finally seeing if it's really working or not.
Whenever I've been in a store where somebody obviously is going to walk out without paying, I get very anxious and leave the store.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel anxious more for the employees because it puts a lot of onus on them to have to step up and do something. And again, they weren't hired to be security.
They shouldn't. So, they shouldn't get in the way. They should get out of the way.
You know what's funny about self-checkout as well? And I don't know if you feel the same way. Like, McDonald's has it. And sometimes if I'm in an airport, I'll be like, I'm going to pick up an Egg McMuffin. And you have a choice. You can order at the cashier or you go to one of the self-checkout screens. And I don't know if that's my age or what. But I always seem to just go to the cashier and order directly
from me. Me too. Human. Whenever I want a cappuccino, I go to the cashier. I don't do it myself. I act incompetent in case they look at me wrong. I go, well, I can't make a cappuccino. Gene, you've been traveling. Are the planes full? Are the airports full?
Yeah, the planes have been very busy. I actually don't know if that equates to less of a supply of flights, although there's been plenty of flights everywhere that I've been going. But extremely busy. John, I spent couple hours in O'Hare, going through Chicago, and it's just packed. Okay. There's tons of people around, and you connect through Charlotte. If you haven't figured out, I'm an American Airlines flyer, and it is just a mob scene there. So yeah, the travel industry has recovered, and reports I just read recently that the restaurant industry is right now at post-pandemic highs in employment. So those industries have recovered and are doing good. Gene, the kitchen cabinet manufacturers, they still got their challenges.
Gene Marks, Philadelphia Phillies fan. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,